Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Bob Reverse with the Spirit of Truth broadcast coming in alive. Amen. And excited about Jesus Christ and what took place. You know, there are a lot of events that occur, and all events occur in the spiritual realm before they're manifested in the natural. And we have not gotten enough information on what was going on with Jesus Christ around the time of his birth. He was born, some people said, between 4 and 6 B.C., during Herod's time. But during that time, amen, praise God, God has specifically set a time frame for the birth of Jesus Christ during the era which, amen, would go on, amen, with the birth of John the Baptist and Mary and Joseph and Elizabeth and Zacharias and all of those that were appointed for that time during that era. God is so magnificent, amen, in what he does, and I'm just in awe at his splendor, at his knowledge, and at his workable inventions and his creation until I just can't get enough because Jesus was included at all times. The Bible speaks about him and the Holy Ghost and wisdom with God working on creation. It also speaks about Satan working against creation and trying to overthrow God during that time. And then we see where Jesus played the important role, and a lot of us might not understand it or read it, but Jesus desired to please the Father so much that he created. They worked together and created the heavens and the earth and all the splendor and the people that were in the earth. But we were supposed to be a people that was never dominated by a devil. Satan got mad at God, and while God was working on the earth and the spiritual realm in essence to its splendor, Satan decided to perform a coup in heaven. A third of the angels followed him by his lies and deception. And what he had really did, he was so curious that he desired to eat off of the tree of knowledge of good and evil that was in heaven first. It was down first. And he took on the attributes of evil. And God seen his wickedness, and he said that he iniquity was found in him. Before that, he was excellent. But now all he wants to do is harm God and his people. And we as the body of Christ need to know before and after. So in the book of Revelation, give God the glory this morning for the word. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way. It said, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now the sun represented Jesus Christ, and the moon up under her feet represented the serpent, or Satan as he is called. And she had him up under her feet because the woman has that title. She's entitled to have dominion. And the man, but she's entitled to have dominion over satanic forces by the wisdom, the knowledge that God has given her, as well as the man. But we're talking about Mary now.
And then the 12 stars represented the 12 tribes of Israel. They were already mentioned, already foreordained in the heavens before they were manifested in the earth realm through Jacob and his seed. Remember the 12 sons of Jacob? And so the Bible say, and she being with a child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. She was impregnated, amen, in the spirit before it was manifested in the natural. The story is told. The people that tell it got their own interpretation, but why don't you follow Christ? See what he say. And so she was travailing. She was in pain. Not only the physical pain of the birth pains to birth forth a child, but all around her were demons fighting her, trying to keep her from birthing forth Jesus. And because of this thing, the Bible say, amen, praise God, there appeared another wonder in heaven. Those signs and wonders was going on right in the heavens. And it was there to be seen in the spiritual realm. If you have spiritual eyes like I do, you can see some things. And they ain't pretty. They're not good at all what Satan try to do. That's why we see so many of the saints being blessed. God and called it forth. It was never stopped from Father Abraham all the way through Jesus Christ. And Jesus, amen, covenant all the way through to prove that we are a blessed nation, that Satan is cursed. And that's who we need to turn our focus on, Jesus, and not what Satan is doing to us. Because every time you turn around in the heavens, before your blessing can reach you, Satan is there to intercept him. He's there to stop you from reaching your goal, from receiving your blessings, and there you are stuck. What they say, like Chuck, another year, another week, another month, because of the confusion and the chaotic state that we are in. We were never supposed to understand Satan and his demonic activities. We were made lower than all the angels, Lord and Father God, Lord and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Satan was above us. But when Christ came in, the Bible said, great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And now we have not a lower mindset, the mind of the flesh. We have the mind of the spirit that guides and teaches us how to deal with spiritual things. So the Bible say, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. He walked in authority. There is going to be 10 leaders that's going to follow him during the Antichrist time, and so he didn't want his seed to die out. So he began to fight against the seed of the woman. Amen. Praise God. And so the Bible say, and his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven. The man just followed him, stupid thing, and did cast him into the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. What did he do? Before Jesus came into the earth realm, Satan was there to try to literally destroy Jesus coming into the earth realm. Then in the womb of Mary, impregnated by the Holy Spirit, the Most High God causing this to happen in the spiritual realm first, being manifested in the natural. And now we see Jesus today in all his presence. Although we don't see him in the natural, there's fact and proof and evidence about what took place before and after the birth of Jesus Christ. And so she brought forth a man child who was rule. He was to rule. He did rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Right after Jesus did his work, he went home. That's the way we are. Right after Abraham and all of them did their work, they went home. So we have the before and after, amen, praise God. Amen, knowing that, amen, praise God, something took place. And it was, amen, between AD 6, AD 4, and AD 6. And that Jesus was born during that time, but the devil was trying to fight him to keep his seeds from coming into fruition. For what Isaiah say, amen, praise God, in the 53rd chapter of praise God, Isaiah, what Jesus travailed on the cross, amen, he was birthing forth a new generation, which is us, the spiritual being. The Holy Spirit had been laying dormant in us for many years, and Jesus came in and gave us that awakening. You know, when you remodel a house, that's just a quick saying, and you look at it, and it's been sitting there for a long time, but no improvement. And all of a sudden, you get somebody that's greater than you to come in, and you give it that pop, that new look. Then you have enhanced it. Jesus enhanced us with his birth. Jesus enhanced us with his coming. Amen. Praise God. That the old things are passed away, and the new things, behold, are made all brand new. But the Holy Ghost gives us that pop, that revelation, that information that we are truly a part of God. Jesus told Peter, you can't even know who I am not unless my Father had told you. Amen. Praise God. And so the Bible went on to say in the book of, amen, Luke, amen, chapter 2, it literally expressed about the birth of Jesus Christ. But it also, when Mary, amen, got the information from, amen, praise God, I'm going to call him the speaker of the hour, amen. And Mary said, in the 46th verse of Luke chapter 1, he said, my soul do it magnify the Lord. Mary began to blow the Lord up. When you're going through something new, a transition, you need to magnify the Lord. And my spirit had rejoiced in God, my Savior. She began to get happy to hear this good thing, to know that it would come to pass. Amen, because she believed. Your belief got to, you got to work. I told God, I said, I'm going to go all the way with you, God, to see this thing come to pass. I believe that I'm going to see it come to pass, what he told me. For he had regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. You're blessed when you conceive, amen, of the Lord. Amen, praise God. You're blessed when you hear what God is saying, because he brings truth and reality to it. For he had that is mighty had done to me great things, and holy is his name. Holy. Ain't nobody holy but God. And his mercy is on them. Fear him from generation to generation. One generation leave by error, E-R-A. Another generation will come in, do that working. In Abraham's, amen, era, amen, with Isaac and Joker, praise God. Jacob, amen, praise God. Joseph was there too. Amen. And he followed, amen, praise God, as one of the sons of Jacob that saved the nation. And so all of those generations were completed in the book of Generation concerning their error, then another error came in, and the workings of God was manifested. Amen. Praise God. Generation did their work. Moses, amen, Joshua and Caleb and all of those did their work. And they begin to, amen, go from era to era, generation to generation. Amen. And so many informations about that. Ruth and Esther and all of them had a special work for the Jewish nation, for the Israelites, for the Hebrews. Amen. And so it was Jesus' time to come in, the New Testament time to come in. And when he came in by way of a woman that was a virgin. She was clean. She had not had any relationship with a man, nor did she have a perverted or crooked mind because she knew the scripture. Amen. And so she said he had showed strength with his arm and had scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart. He had put down the mighty from their seat and exalted them of low degree. He had filled the hungry with good things. You know, you can be hungry, and it's not after food, but it's after righteousness. You hunger and thirst after righteousness. And the rich he had sent empty away. He had helped his servant Israel to remember his mercy. Oh, my God. He spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed, that is forever. Amen. So Mary took that in her heart when, amen, the messenger, I'm going to call him the messenger, y'all know who he is, had spoke the word concerning Jesus Christ and what would happen and take place around A.D., amen, and the birth of Jesus Christ. And the Bible said it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. That's our biggest problem today, taxation all over the world. The highest form of slavery is tax on men, on everything around them, produce the economy, the commerce department, everything is taxed. Amen. And you got to pay somebody, but honey, you don't have to pay Jesus Christ. You don't have no taxes. We exempt tax-free. Amen. Praise God. And so this taxing was first made with Cyrenius, and he was the governor of Syria. All went to be taxed, even everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went to literate up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David. Bethlehem. Jesus came through 42 generations. And one was really not given an account for, and that was the last generation, the spirit being which we are today. And it came from, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. King David, amen, praise God. He was of the lineage of David, but he started way back with Abraham. And, amen, praise God. So, amen, he was of the bloodline of King David, amen. The king that obeyed, the king that wears the golden crown. So, amen, Mary and Joseph went in to be taxed, amen. And she was really, really up in months in her pregnancy, and it was time for her to be delivered. And so the Bible said, and she brought forth her firstborn and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. away in the manger. No crib for his bed. Little Lord Jesus laid down his, and I'm going to say it like this, sweet head. But he was there, born, laid in swaddling clothes, and laid in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And that was in that same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and glory, literally, the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. When you got God, and God is manifesting his glory, that will cause you to be afraid, because you're used to the natural side, which doesn't see the spiritual side, which is glorified. Amen. And will continue to glorify God. So the first people to see him were shepherds. Amen. Praise God. And they were tending their flock, their sheep at night. Amen. But they were the first to see Jesus Christ. And then right after they seen him, about 2 years later, the Magi, the wise men came, and they came, some say from the east, but they came and they followed the star. They were astrologers. They were deal with astronomy. They deal with the heavens and the stars and their position and the brightness of them, and to magnify and manifest the glorious works of God. And they came and they spoke and they gave gold and myrrh and all those good things to help Mary. Amen. Praise God. Because in the heavens, if you read Revelation chapter, amen, 12, it speaks about the dragon, or the devil, or the serpent, as I call him, going in and throwing out a flood in the earth realm after Jesus was born. And he took and he sent out a flood in order to drown Jesus, Mary, and Joseph during the time that they were supposed to leave, amen, praise God, and go into Egypt. So he persecuted the woman. We are persecuted today. And what the law did in the 14th verse of, amen, praise God. Let's go back up to the 13th verse with what this dragon was doing. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child, who is Jesus Christ. And to the woman, this is a great message today, were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly unto the wilderness and to her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half time from the face of the serpent. Amen. For he had cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be cast away of the flood. He cast out a flood. Devils bring in floods, tsunamis, hurricanes, all kinds of catastrophes in the earth realm, flooding. And he cast out this flood in the natural in order to drown Mary and Joseph and Jesus. But the Bible said God did a supernatural thing at that time. He literally took the joy, the Lord is my strength, and gave her some wings. A beast animal that escorted them, that flew them into Egypt, for safety away from the dragon in order to protect Jesus. God is working supernatural if you let him. Your life might be turned around. Even some women go through issues, grave issues with pregnancy, almost about to lose the baby. Some children come without hands and arms and feet and legs because Satan and did wickedness to them, and he still gives, God does, us a chance to glorify God. As a man without limbs, he has his own program. That didn't stop him from being married, and didn't stop him from having children and preaching the gospel. I don't care how Satan attack you. I don't care what his word is for the day or the next day or the next day. God will get the glory out of your life like he did Jesus. You got to overcome and endure. You got to know the truth and what happened. But God will use you if you just continue to humble yourself. Satan will yoke you up. He'll do things, mess up your mind. He'll do things. But if you call on the name of Jesus, God said, just call on my son's name, and I'll answer you. Whatever you're going through today, there's a before and after. The spirit realm tells the truth of the amen after. If you allow God to, amen, work with you before, which you don't have to really do that much for because he created you. But if you allow him to work after, Christ's birth is significant in the era that he came in. Let us serve him. There's no other God. Don't let Satan intimidate you and cause you to be killed out, because he's going to throw a flood at you, but God is going to send you help from on high. Have a wonderful day.